And welcome back to your extended news at noon. Tracy Morgan in with you. And today we're joined by phone by quite a few different individuals from Family Pathways. And I'll tell you exactly why. Because we're here to talk about their future stint, if you will, on the NBC Today Show. And I say the future stint because a lot of these programs are recorded so they can air at a different time. And the group at Family Pathways had the pleasure and the honor and the fun of being interviewed by NBC, the Today Show, just this week. So that's what we're going to talk about. Dr. Ellen Welter-Lewis, of course, director of Family Pathways. We have Tracy Biocchi with us. We have Mickey Harvey with us. We have Courtney McConnell with us. I mean, you have the whole crew, don't you, ladies? Hello, hello.
Yes, we do. We're having coffee and tea and hot chocolate with you this
all
morning.
All right. We can go for that anytime. All right. So let's see where we start. Dr. Ellen, can you tell us why you were interviewed with the Today Show?
This is our second round with the Today Show. They have recognized us as a leader in permanency services and have sought us out on occasion to talk about that issue, to talk about adoption, and they reached out to us and said, you know, we need an articulate youth. Do you have someone who could speak about this issue? And, of course, we have wonderful children in our care, so we were happy to help them put that together.
So how did they get connected with you in the first place? You say this is your second stint on the Today Show with NBC, but how did they get connected with you? How did they find out exactly what you do? Because we love that you're from Butler County. We celebrate that. Being a national show, that's interesting in how they found you.
They found us in 2013 as a result of our speaking at the state level and some of the publications we produced. Our program is known as a best practice model for the state of Pennsylvania. And when they're looking for speakers, they want to look for people who have an established track record.
Sure. So this was the second time that you've been on. Tracy Biocchi, I'm going to turn to you for just a moment because you're the Older Child Matching Initiative Coordinator, if you will. And the young individual that spoke about this, or you were speaking about, is an older child. Can you explain what that means to people? What's it mean to be an older child in this particular system?
So being an older child would probably be 13 and up. It goes to 21. They age out at 21. The youth that we interviewed, he has been in the foster care system for over 7 years, waiting for a family. So he was excited to speak about that, his experience, the good, the bad, and, you know, just advocate for the youth that are trying to find their forever home.
Now, was he on the show, or will he be on the show when we get to see this?
He will, yes. His name is Michael.
So I know that Michael's not here with us today, but can you give us a sense of how he felt being on the Today Show? Because you just described it there just a bit, but you're on a national show talking about your life. That's got to be a little nerve-wracking.
He was most definitely nervous, but he did amazing. He, you know, put his heart into it, and he really answered the questions where I think the other youth in care would be proud of him and, you know, really advocated for the fact that older youth need homes just as much as younger youth do.
And I know I've interviewed many people here, and a lot of times when it's their first time to be on the show with me, there are the nerves, but afterwards there's such relief because they got to share their story. Did you see that in him?
Most definitely. He definitely just perked right back up when it was over, and he actually found his forever home. He's in a home right now,
oh,
and
good.
His caregiver came with him, and so it was just a really good bonding experience for them. They were able to, the caregiver was able to hear his answers, and I think that just touched her. There wasn't a dry eye in the house, honestly.
I'll bet. Oh, my goodness. I hear the train passing by you all, and I always love when the train passes because if you haven't been to Family Pathways in the new building, they can explain the train tunnel and all of that. So I think that's so fitting that we hear the train behind you. But let me move on to Mickey and Courtney. You're both with permanency, is that correct?
Yes, we are.
And so talk about the importance of permanency. Mickey, I'll start with you. Just how important it is to keep the spirits up of those young people who are waiting.
Absolutely. being able to instill in them that positive effort and being able to help them look towards the future is so absolutely vital to their permanency process. And I think the segment that was recorded was huge because they were able to talk about hope and the advice that they were able to give the other children and the advice that they want foster parents and incoming caregivers and children in care to have is hope. That is something that we talk about in our trainings that we offer our families here. That is something that we discuss with our children in care when we provide them support services. That hope is so vital, and it gives them that push and that motivation to keep going because they know that Forever Family is out there waiting for them.
And this can be an emotional weight on the shoulders of these young people, can it? Because they're hoping, and they're hoping that moment comes for them, but it can be a long wait for some.
Yes, absolutely. And like Tracy said with Michael, he had been in care for a number of years. And that waiting period can sometimes be hard to sit and process, but that is the beauty of service providers and services like ourselves in the permanency department and other providers that we have here at Family Pathways. We can offer those children and families that encouragement and that motivation and that support that they need to help get them through to the next step.
Courtney, I'm going to turn to you when I ask, what would you want to get out there in the way of a message to families who are thinking that maybe they should get in this process, but they haven't made the step yet to welcome a young person into their home because maybe it's new to them and that can bring on nervousness for that family. So what would you tell those individuals, the adults listening right now, who could open their home to a young person?
I think the first step, if you have the space and the love and have that curiosity, is to give us a call. We would love to chat with individuals that are interested in learning more about the process. And I'd also tell them not to be afraid. It's seems like a very scary endeavor, but you have supports the whole way through our agency, and therapists and caseworkers are all there to help support you and guide you during that to make it as easy as a certification process as possible while you're helping support that youth.
Generally speaking, and we don't have to go through every detail right here and now, but what is the process if you're looking at an overview? Because if some folks are listening right now and they think, you're talking about a forever home, does that mean tomorrow I have a young person living with me and that's it? What is the process? Where do we start?
So, again, you start with giving us a call, getting some more information. I think it's also very important to remind folks that we're working through children that are involved in child custody services. So with that, that misconception that adoption is expensive, we like to kind of dispel that. It is not expensive through foster care. So you meet with us, you learn about the kids in care, you attend trainings with us, you get clearances, we check out your home and just really get to know you. So it does take a little while, but we let that be family driven. Some families come in and they want to get through the trainings and the certification process quickly, and some want to kind of take their time and make sure they're really prepared. So we let them drive that process, and then once a child's placed in their home, depending on where the child's at in their goals for reunification or adoption, you have a minimum of 6 months before an adoption could occur, that we use that time to help solidify your attachment and relationship with that child in your care and really make sure everyone's set up for successful permanency.
I want to talk a little bit about the taping itself because a lot of us wonder, what is that like? So I have to talk about the NBC Today Show taping, and that's what we are talking about, folks. If you're just joining us now in our conversation, we're talking with Family Pathways, Dr. Ellen Welter Lewis, Tracy, Mickey, Courtney, all from Family Pathways, and they got to be taped for, well, I'll say a second time, but this particular episode is about a young person now has a home, but was waiting for quite a long time, but was an older child and waiting. So I want to know who had the hair and makeup people. That's a no, right?
We had a young man who probably wouldn't be too into hair and makeup. But
that's true.
But lighting was a big deal.
Was it? Talk about the lighting. Who did they come to you then? I mean, NBC came to you.
Yes, the last time we actually went to them in New York City, but this time because of COVID, it was a whole new deal.
Talk about that, yeah.
It included a lot of steps. There were, you know, we had to do the releases. We had to, you know, talk about who needed to know about this. What did the child need to know? There were at least 20 steps. And, you know, three or four of us worked on this for the last week. We had about a week's notice, and we were working on something every day, and then, you know, making sure we selected an individual who could stand up under that type of pressure and sit there and be interviewed. Hoda from the Today Show interviewed him, trying to prep him for the questions, but, you know, he required very little prep. He was, you know, he was basically, I've got this, so that was, it was very nice. He just did a very nice job. We had basically a fireside chat.
Okay,
set him up down by our fireplace in the new training institute, and we tried different taping techniques and practiced with him before, and worked with their producer Robin Spindler, and it was very proactive, and you could tell that they have to do this all the time now because of COVID, and we kept in touch, and you know, there were late evening conversations. I talked with her from 8:30 till 9:30 on the phone one evening. So it was a pretty busy time for us just to get a half an hour taped.
Right. And not to say that anybody wanted this year to happen. Please don't hear me when I say that. But it's nice that NBC could come to your location and film from your location.
Yes. And we went out and we did an hour and a half of taping of Michael for them, so they'll be reviewing that and taking vignettes out of that. And
did they get the butterflies? Did they tape the butterflies?
I don't know.
I'll be looking for the butterflies.
We have to send them an information packet, so we will include the butterflies.
Great. I love the butterflies at your place and Family Pathways.
On their website.
Yes.
They're going to have a little box about Family Pathways and about, you know, the supports provided to Michael. So
I'm curious, when you did tape, did he have to tape separately from all of you? Did you all have to be in separate offices, or could you all be together? How did that work?
Well, we were down in the main entrance of the Institute, Monarch Institute, and he was set up in front of the fireplace. And I was back in the corner crocheting because, you know, you have to do something with that nervous energy.
Right.
And everybody was around the corner because we didn't want to distract his eye from the camera because, you know, we wanted him to be able to look into the camera.
So will this segment primarily be him?
It will be four youth from across the country talking about the benefits of older youth adoption, and it will be talking about their experiences, and it should be aired on the Today Show on the 30th of November. Now, they cannot promise the 30th. It will be around that time because it depends on national news. If something something happens, it could get bumped to a different day.
Yeah, and around here we understand that quite a bit because when things like that happen, it could be pushed back. But I can't guarantee. I don't know NBC. I don't know anybody there. But that's a story that I could see them making sure that they get on somehow. So not speaking for NBC. But so November 30th is the scheduled date. We'll put that on our calendars and hope to see that airs. So I just want to ask all of you your favorite moment, if you will. Tracy, I'll start with you in this whole taping. What was your favorite moment in doing this?
My favorite moment was probably just giving Michael the opportunity to do the show and seeing how he reacted and, you know, seeing the excitement turn into nervousness and just seeing him prevail through it all. He really did amazing. So I think that was my favorite moment.
Mickey, how about you?
I actually have two. I'm not sure if I'm allowed to.
Yes, please do. I'd love to hear them. Mm-hmm.
First one I want to say is just knowing that the NBC Today Show wanted to acknowledge this type of cause and what is going on, and just shedding light and knowledge on older child in foster care and moving towards permanency. I think that they're taking the time and the opportunity to highlight this and to spread awareness across the country nationally, I think, is beautiful. So I'm very excited that they're able to do that. And then, as Tracy had mentioned, being able to give Michael the experience and the opportunity to have this opportunity to mold who he is today, tomorrow, and in the future. I'm happy that he was able to have that type of opportunity to carry with him.
And Courtney?
So, I mean, the whole thing was just absolutely amazing to get to witness. But I think as far as the taping itself, Michael had quite a few moments that had us in tears. And when he was talking about the love and care that older youth have to give to a family, that, like, really hit me. And I feel like that's a moment that I'm always going to remember, is having this 17-year-old talking about, you know, the passion he feels on having older youth placed into homes. And, you know, it doesn't matter how old you are, you always need a home to come back to. So I really enjoyed him talking about that.
Ellen, how about your favorite moment?
I think my favorite moment was, well, I have two as well, was watching my team work to put this together, and how spectacular technology is to enable this. But also knowing that we were able to select a youth and provide him with an experience that will be lifelong. This is the type of experience when he's old like me, he will still remember that he was on the Today Show. And I think that's pretty spectacular, and to be able to give someone that. And for him to be able to give the message to our families across the nation that older youth need homes, and that they're really ready for that permanency experience. And, you know, how that permanency experience can look very different, but in many ways the same as adopting a younger child, because, you know, older youth, it's about the future that you can give them, and about the fact that you give them a place to come back to for Christmas and Thanksgiving, and you give them a sense of community and a sense of family. So that's, you know, just the overall impact of it, I thought was very, it was very important to me.
Well, and I want to ask you one more question before I let you all go, and just the power of a testimony. That's what keeps ringing in my ears, and I know you're talking about his testimony, and that's important and crucial, and I'm so glad that he did that. But what about the power of anybody's testimony? I mean, I love that you all talk, and we get to talk to you often with Family Pathways, but I think it's unique when somebody gets to tell their own testimony and how that reaches and connects with an audience. Do you have any thoughts on that, Ellen?
Well, I think that the resource parents, the adopting mother, her name was Sylvia, and she really summed it up as she was listening to this. She said, "He's so perfect. I can't believe I waited so long." And that, you know, how, you know,
yeah,
how she recognized that, and how he's touched her life, and how important he is to her life.
It just gives me chills when you say that, so I could see why you all probably teared up yesterday when you were taping for NBC.
I'll tear it up right now.
Yeah, right? I know. Where are the tissues? All right, so Ellen, let me get your final thoughts. What do you want to leave with us today?
Well, I wanted to share that it is National Adoption Month, so if people can take a few minutes out of their day and think about how adoption might be an opportunity for them and a child for their future, we would really appreciate that.
How do we contact you? What's your best phone number for us to be in touch?
Our number is 724-284-9440.
November 30th is the scheduled date for NBC for the Today Show. Hoda, of course, we see her every morning if you watch NBC. She'll be talking with a young man from Family Pathways. Thank you for your team. Thank you for everything you did to make this happen. Thank you for talking to us today, too. Dr. Ellen Welter-Lewis, we have Tracy, Mickey, Courtney, all from Family Pathways. Ladies, thank you so much.
Okay,
thank you.
Thanks for calling us and speaking with us today. You take care.